Harry Triggs and Andrew Molyneux met at university, where they both studied industrial design. They ended up pursuing different careers in the design world, Harry as a lighting consultant and Andrew as a product designer. But in 2012, they decided to combine forces to launch TM Lighting, where they help clients create the perfect lighting conditions for paintings and works of art. This is Eureka, on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week, we bring you one company's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Harry and Andrew tell their story.
So we met at Brunel University. We were both studying industrial design and engineering. Obviously, both with a shared passion for pulling things apart and trying to put them back together and create new products. I suppose that kind of a circular route is how we arrived back into working together, was really those foundations.
Did you call me or did I call you? I can't remember.
I think we would. We were at the V&A or something like that.
We were at an art event at the V&A. And we'd had a few champagnes and got talking and
about some ideas for lights, as you kind of do. And then we met up after that.
I think by that point we'd both been in lighting about 10 years each, and we really, we felt we'd gone as far as we could with our current positions, and we really wanted. We had some really strong ideas about lighting art and about a couple of particular products in which we felt we could really change the industry. And we met up at the V&A, didn't we? It was our kind of unofficial office for about 6 months, and we sat in the reading rooms at the back of the V&A.
Yeah, they've got some great spaces for anyone sort of starting up, wanting to have sort of a meeting room that's you don't have to pay for. And great spaces there. Took along our laptops and working away, and then it then got to the stage whereby we had so much work to do. We needed more time in the day, so we took the brave step and Well, the idea for the concept of our original idea was this picture light. If you're going to light a work of art, what would be the best way to light that work of art? And with old picture lights, they were just this housing, and it had a light source shoved in it, and it didn't really light the artwork at all. It lit the top of the frame, and that was about it.
Maybe the top of the forehead in a portrait, if you're really lucky. Yeah. And that was really about it.
Yeah, and so we had this concept, this idea, and I had a friend who worked at Goodwood House, which is a fantastic house, and I said to him, look, we've got this idea, and we think it'll really transform the collection. And he said, okay, well, let's hear about it.
It's a funny story. We basically turned up to see the painting restorer, and this little old man
in central London.
This little old man came over to the door and he said, "Excuse me, sir, and I'll take you to my master." And he kind of backed away very humbly and took us upstairs to meet the painting restorer. And we went upstairs and we put the picture light on the top of this picture. And it,
"Can I make you coffee, sir?"
"Yeah, can I make you coffee?" "Oh, sorry, sir, sorry." And just kind of backed away, and then we lit this picture, and as he came back with the coffee, he was like, "Oh, it's really quite good, this." And he was, you could see he had a bit of a smile on his face. And he said, "Well, perhaps I can show you a little bit more of the collection." And he took us downstairs into the rest of the house. And
So he wasn't the humble butler. He was the owner of this house that we went to. And he showed us his collection of contemporary art.
Yeah, beautiful kind of Picassos and Moores. And he was quite a famous art dealer in his time, and great friends with Moore and Sutherland and Freud. And
We passed the test, and he basically gave us our first commission of picture lights, which enabled us to start the business. And
I don't really know whether he entirely recognises the fact that he was instrumental in
the forming of our business. If it hadn't been for him, we probably wouldn't have got going.
Both of us came from a design background. Neither of us are natural business people. And it's been quite a, to be really honest, it's been a very steep learning curve. And we've grown very rapidly. In our first year, we designed the picture light, like we were saying. We picked up a design award, and business was quick. And initially it was Andrew and myself, and we'd taken this plunge, and all of a sudden we had our first employee, and you learn incredibly quickly. It's a baptism of fire. You really are thrust in or thrown in at the deep end, however you want to say it. We've worked alongside some great people. We've had some great people to take advice from. We've been very, very lucky in that. And sometimes we didn't, and we gambled, or we took our best guess at how we should proceed. And
you make mistakes along the way, but you learn from your mistakes, and I think that's the key thing. I wouldn't change anything, really. I love the business that we have. I think its growth has been great, and good business partner.
Thanks.
So I can't say we've got any real. Reasons.
No, I can't. I can't really think of any. I think we share a collective aesthetic, which makes life much easier. And I think we share a shared passion in where we want to take the business, which is certainly. I think it's very hard to find a good business partner. Very, very hard. So I think that's the most crucial part. If you don't have trust in who you're working with, then I think it all falls apart.
Harry Triggs and Andrew Molyneux there, founders of the specialist art lighting company, TM Lighting. Eureka will be back next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs next Wednesday at 1900 London time. This episode was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.